Dr. Moser, there are not too many papers out there looking at this issue, but we did see this one study you were involved with looking at patients presenting with metastatic disease at your institution. Can you comment very briefly on what you saw there?
Yeah, this was a retrospective study from patients who underwent a nephrectomy at Sloan Kettering, in which the nephrectomy was done in the setting of metastatic disease. So it was a cytoreductive nephrectomy. And the point of the paper was to see if we could predict complications or the rate of complications according to the features of the patient who was undergoing the cytoreductive nephrectomy, with the idea that selecting the proper patient is important. And my own stance is that I'm a proponent for cytoreductive nephrectomy, but I think it's important to select the proper patient. And one of the situations that we want to avoid is, particularly now that there's effective systemic therapy, is a patient undergoing a cytoreductive nephrectomy and then having a complication so that he can never go on to get the effective systemic therapy. And so in this paper, we found that patients with a low performance status were the ones that were most likely to suffer a complication in the perioperative period. The analysis was looked at in different ways. It was looked at by age, by performance status, and also by the MSKCC risk group. And the factors that predicted a more likely chance of a severe complication were either poor risk by the MSKCC criteria, the elderly patient, or performance status. And of those, the performance status seemed to be the most important.
And I guess we should point out that these people are all managed at Memorial. And I was kind of surprised, Dr. McDermott, in terms of the rate of complications. It was not insignificant. How do you go about identifying patients who should go for surgery or not go for surgery? Is it just performance status? Is it whether the performance status is deteriorating because of the tumor as opposed to comorbidities? How do you think through this issue?
Well, it's something we struggle with on a regular basis. I think this paper, even though it's retrospective, single center, sort of helped us sort of confirm what we had been doing in Boston. We sort of, based on our prior experience, came up with the Sloan Kettering poor risk group as folks we wouldn't take to the operating room if they presented in this situation. And this paper sort of provides some evidence that that may be the right thing to do, to exclude those patients. I think it's important to remember that while we think cytoreductive nephrectomy adds a survival advantage for the typical patient, that advantage is relatively small. That advantage was obtained in an era where we didn't have active drugs. Now that we do, it may not be as large, or it may not exist altogether. So it's part of it is looking at the patient, their interests, their clinical presentation, being honest about, you know, what you can expect with an operation. But in the community, people have gone from not operating at all on these people to operating on everyone. So we need clear guidelines, and this kind of work sort of gives you help on, you know, how to decide who to operate on and who not to operate on.
Dr. Figlin?
My only comment is to give some historical perspective, and that is that exactly as David points out, urologists and urologic oncologists have taken the liberty of extending the original observations of cytoreductive nephrectomy and interferon to a population that was never in the original series. The original series was good performance status patients, ECOG 0 or 1. So the finding by the Memorial group that people that are not ECOG 0 or 1, or the observations in our practices that the outcomes may not be optimal, has been an extension of the cytoreductive nephrectomy literature from the old days in the 80s to a time when we have no definitive evidence. So I think where I come down is exactly in this retrospective analysis, and that is be wary of the poor performance status patient with a primary tumor in place and metastatic disease, because if survival is your goal, the nephrectomy's role in that survival has never been demonstrated.
Well, we know from surveys we've done of investigators that you all probably get emails every day asking questions about situations like this. And I think the one thing I kind of conclude listening to you all is they need to understand this is not necessarily a simple decision, and it's not necessarily clear that every single patient needs surgery or not surgery. It's an individualized decision.